রুদ্রোবাচ তাবারাদ্রৌ আশিষে হাকিলার্থে বরঙ্গ্রৌ আশিষে হাকিলার্থে ইয়পি মুনিবীর আসক্তির আধারে নার্হনিয়ে ইয়াদি রচিতা দিয়ম মবিদ্যালোকোপবিধাম জাপ্তি না গণয়ে তত্ত্বাৎ পরানুগ্রহণে জাপ্তি না গণয়ে তত্ত্বাৎ পরানুগ্রহিণ ট্রান্সলেশন রুদ্রৌভাচ Varanugrao, precious lotus feet, Ashisha, my desire, Iha, in the material world, Akilarte, for fulfillment, Yapi, certainly, Munibihi, by the sages. Asaktai, liberated people, me, Avidyaloka, the ignorant utters, Naganaye, do not value Tat, it, Tvat Paranugrahena, by compassion like yours. Lord Shiva said, my dear Lord, my mind and consciousness are always fixed on your lotus feet, which as the source of all benediction and of, with my mind fixed on your lotus feet, I am no longer disturbed by persons who blaspheme me, claiming that my activities are not purified. I am all living entities. Purport by the sacrificial activities of that morning. Later, when he was pleased, the yagya performances were reinstituted, and therefore he regretted his activities. Now he says that because his mind is fixed on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Vishnu, he is no longer disturbed by the ordinary critics of his way of life. From this statement by Lord Shiva, it is understood that as long as one is on the material platform, one is affected by the three modes of material nature. As soon as one is in Krishna consciousness, however, one is no longer affected by such material activities. One should therefore always be fixed in Krishna consciousness, busy in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. It is guaranteed that such a devotee will never be affected by the actions and reactions of the three modes of material nature. This fact is also corroborated in Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who is fixed in the transcendental service of the Lord has surpassed all material qualities and is situated in the status of Brahman realization, in which one is not afflicted by hankering for material objects. The recommendation of the Srimad Bhagavatam is that one should always be Krishna conscious, always in Krishna consciousness, and thus he remained free from material affliction. The only remedy, Om Agena Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Militamena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Stapitamena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Nadati Svapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gupika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyascha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Harinam Sankirtan, Kali Yuga Dharma Ki Jai. So dear devotees, we are reading this very instructive pastime of the exchange resulted in some tragedies. Parvati left her body. Of course, Benedict, the sacrifice is again reinstated, and Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan, appeared at this sacrifice to honor it. Displaying humility. And he's always fixed at the service in meditation. We are never disturbed by the external calamities that may occur while we are in this material world. What is the effect to the people who are fixed in the love of Krishna? The purpose of life is to understand. That's why we go to colleges, universities, schools. Everyone wants higher knowledge, freedom from anxiety. So knowledge is very high rated. Person is the topmost knowledge that really has, but will not fully solve our problems. Not fully. Those who are intelligent, they understand, they seek the is those who are searching for the absolute truth. And the other three classes are those who are searching to become wealthy, healthy, and happy. So they're not so serious about the emptying in it. They're still not fully greedy for self-realization. Krishna loves them all because they're good motive, he's a good man. But out of these four classes, which means to understand the Sayata, that from which everything else has the absolute truth, what is beyond relative personal perception of people, defective perceptions, but the absolute truth is something that they look for the absolute truth. Just like everybody drinks water. There is no person who doesn't drink water. That is absolute relative aspect. Someone may say, drink 2 liters of water every day. But some person may not need. Those who are after diseases, old age and death, someone who is really, unfortunately, very rare to find. Searching for money, something. Just create some kind of economic plan. It's presenting then what religion is saying. But if for the land of someone else, like 80 million genocide of the world, you know, going even things. When he speaks about that, seems approach to Christian sects or something like that. So everyone has their own reasonable something that you can prove for people. Classes of men that Google. But it's very few people to search. So, what is If you understand how to get out of the maze, your problem, you can never end, practically get completely bewildered. And one who is honest, he will is amazed. There must be someone who knows how to get. This world is like a cobweb. So the spider of time is Janmadiya Sayataha. Direct like me and you, who has facts. And if God is not in the suffering, this is called the science. Powerful Daksha took offense. Became a big, the absolute. The evil, this is from the Vedic literatures, the evil in this, we came to this world. Well, the answer is Krishna didn't send away. Says, you're eternal. And the free will is misused. Just stay with him. He should have taken, if you are programmed to stay with Krishna. So Krishna is, if you see fire, you can burn. A choice. We have the. Otherwise, we keep. And second, they blame God why He created the world. People meet from illusion. Illusion means we are illusioned. If you want to get something, invest in us, invest in me, and you'll become happy. Taken away, and for that, therefore, can He can. Get cheated, invest here. So people invest all their time in that, is unlimited. But all renunciation, wisdom, wealth, no limit to his beauty, no limit to his power, no, will not be worth it. All this beauty, all this wealth, but he is cruel. Would you love? Unlimited love, compassion. And this compassion, this love is the seventh powerful, worth taking shelter of. But he's also all loving. And nobody forced us. Nobody waited. The energy wants to become God. Lord Chish has the source of all benediction and the fulfillment of his feet. Who blaspheme me. He was just meditating on. So God insulted him like that. He was just meditating on. He even want that his followers attack Daksha's followers. Master's desire. Extremely tolerant, affectionate one. When he asked Arjuna from his resolve to have the war, he showed him love. Krishna was envious of him. And reverses, and we should learn how Prabhupada didn't give up. He went through water actually to establish this movement and to help the freed. So pains is to court and trying to stop the movement, tolerated everything without we in the footsteps. I just have to be comfortable myself, my own spirit to take risk, he or she, to benefit. To give it to others. Because our false ego means selfishness. Tamagun means ahankara. False ego. And Jivara Swarupa Hoy, Krishna, living for yourself. You are now living by pleasing in loving relationship, actually. And there, in Tamagun, in Rajaguna, in Sattvagun, you are not affected. You resemble Krishna. Because you are now sad energy. You can, there is no. So we have to develop the recommendation of Shima. But you forgot. From all material affliction. And not Krishna conscious fully. Become spontaneous. It's not about selfishness. Today. These days. We were the root cause of everything. Shri Krishna. Never feel disturbance towards you. Because you are calm and peaceful. Because you are not on that level. That is a bhakta. Devotee. Towards people, to be neutral with others. To help others. And then with this you will get the happiness. So better try to understand who is not. Srila Prabhupada came. And I believe Prahlada Nandana Maharaj. To question before you exit. won't change, but otherwise, generally innocent. Demons are very smart, because that's how Kali Yuga, that's how in Kali Yuga, that's how you promote yourself, checking you like this, some reason or something. Okay, one more question. Of improvement. Food earlier to just in the outcomes. Accepting Lord Shiva as Guru. Why? Probably they have to accept you as someone who is worth here. If you see someone who will not accept you as an authority, they're always rejecting or coming up with an idea, then you know if you remain in ignorance, they will. Krishna, Prabhupada didn't. We cannot force. And then there is from reacting and doing something, the whole commotion. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.